Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. My delegation aligns itself with the statement delivered by Venezuela on behalf of NAM. We have some additional remarks in our national capacity. Pakistan views the introduction of lethal autonomous weapon systems with great concern due to their legal, ethical, and humanitarian dimensions, as well as their serious impact on international and regional peace, security, and stability. We welcome the fact that the discussion on laws has graduated from informal expert meetings to formal consideration under a dedicated group of governmental experts. We participated actively in the GGE meetings held thus far under the sterling leadership of Ambassador Amandeep Singh Gill of India. We sincerely thank Ambassador Amandeep for his very valuable contributions and the comprehensive oral briefing today. While my delegation was hoping for a more ambitious outcome from the GGE, we were pleased that the high contracting parties managed to agree on identifying a set of emerging commonalities, conclusions, and recommendations, including a list of possible guiding principles. We support the renewal of the GGE's mandate for another year and also support a meeting next year of 10 days duration. We hope that the GGE would increase its focus in the next stage on the humanitarian and international security challenges posed by laws. The following four key areas should, in our view, guide further work on the issue of laws. First, laws are a unique and novel class of weapons that have given rise to multifaceted concerns. These need to be addressed multilaterally. National regulations and responses, such as national weapons reviews, etc., are not sufficient. International regulations are needed. Second, human responsibility on the use of weapons with autonomous functions has been deemed as essential. The need now is to ascertain the scope and extent of human control that would satisfy all concerns related to the humanitarian, security, and ethical dimensions of laws. Third, while it has been established that weapons with autonomous functions must comply with international law, including IHL, we now need to determine whether autonomous machines are capable of being programmed to ensure such compliance, and if yes, what are the means and measures necessary for doing so. Fourth, we need to identify the key attributes that would characterize a given weapon system as laws. This should be a technical and policy-neutral process and not a political issue. Characterization should be pursued as a matter of priority without prejudice to the regulatory response to arrive at a simple working definition of laws. Mr. Chairman, we would continue to engage constructively with other delegations in the GGE next year in order to hold focused discussions for arriving at robust recommendations on options for dealing with laws in accordance with the GGE's mandate, as well as on elements of a legally binding instrument stipulating appropriate prohibitions and regulations as called for by NAM. We look forward to a policy level and result-oriented discussion. I thank you very much.